Hopefully he's updated it and it's current commentary.
Weird Sports Break for Wednesday, May 12th, in the year of our Protestant Christian Lord, 2010, amid Carter.
It is updated.
The Rangers need to make a change at manager. Yes, that is right. I have said it. Let me mention a few Ranger managers that you may remember. Buck Showalter, Johnny Oates, Bobby Valentine, and Ron Washington. One of these is not like the others.
Wow.
That's right. Ron Washington is the only Ranger manager to get busted for putting cocaine in his nose.
Jeez.
He needs to worry about getting the ball between the white lines instead of his nostrils.
Oh, my gosh.
What were you thinking, Mr. Washington? Was cocaine so precious that you were willing to throw away a baseball team like Tom Hicks has done? Speaking of Rangers, does anyone else think Josh Lewin looks like a nervous baby bird in traffic when he's on camera?
What the heck is that all about?
In spring lacrosse.
Did you say spring lacrosse?
Swimming, dude.
Swimming?
I see where old Tony Romo was playing in the Byron Nelson qualifier. Note to Tony Romo. Get your little white ass off the golf course and into the football gym.
Football gym.
Until you win a Super Bowl, I don't want to see you prancing around a golf course.
Prancing?
If I see you at another golf tournament, Mr. Romo, I will shoot that little Great Gatsby hat right off your grinning head with my trusty .30-06.
Oh, my God. What a threat that is.
And pageants.
And what?
What?
In golf news, I see where Tiger Woods dropped Hank Haney as his swine coach.
Swine coach.
That's okay. If anyone knows how to swine, it'd be Tiger.
Easy one.
Because he has many sexual intercourses with human women, females, who are not his wife, Elin. Who is the woman he married several years ago?
He always
over-explains
his jokes.
Involving marriage. Hey, Hank, maybe you want to coach a real American, like Fuzzy Zeller. Sponsorship news, we would like to welcome a new sponsor. Mike Ducey is a broadcaster in Dallas who shares a lot of the same views as me. He is now a platinum sponsor here of the Sporting
Break. Whoa, I didn't know that.
I don't remember buying that package.
Mike was just telling me recently that minority screwed up sport.
Oh my gosh.
Remember buying that package, nor would I ever say
what
or think that.
What kind of live spot is that?
So to Mike, you can say it to me, just don't tweet it. So remember, Sports Break listeners, Mike Ducey, if you like generic white guys who appear on TV and basically say nothing, you'll love Mike Ducey.
That's an endorsement. Yeah,
tune in, turn it up, and enjoy blandness. And finally, tune in here next week for another Sports Break commentary. That is, if we still have a country after what Barack Obama's doing to us. I'm Ed Carter.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Carter from deep in the East Texas woods.
Doesn't hold back, does he?
No. I didn't know you guys shared a lot of views.
Have you been in contact with him lately?
I've not bought a sponsorship. I'm not sure he got that.
I mean, we always distance from him when we bring him on.
There was something, some sort of confusion, my people, his people, something that caught...
How much is the platinum sponsorship there on his show?
I have no idea. I didn't buy one, and I certainly,
$15?
Certainly don't agree with that.
Now, here's something Mike Ducey knows a lot about. L.A. gang culture.
Yo,
and we'll
yo.
Talk about that
yo,
next.
Yo. Sports Radio 3.